Let's take our Bibles and turning in them to the prophet Jeremiah. Jeremiah, and we'll be reading chapter 9, verses 1 through 26. And as you're turning there, I'd like to remind you of the great majority of the Old Testament being the history of Israel and then the prophets, which, as in the history of Israel, they broke the covenant and they rebelled against the Lord, and so the prophets come and they bring the Lord's judgment, which He had promised if they broke the covenant. And since they have rebelled against Him, we'll hear once again of what they deserve here and why in Jeremiah chapter 9. And so hear now the word of our God. Oh, that my head were waters and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Oh, that I had in the desert a wayfarer's lodging place, that I might leave my people and go from them. For all of them are adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men. They bend their tongue like their bow. Lies and not truth prevail in the land, for they proceed from evil to evil, and they do not know me, declares the Lord. Let everyone be on guard against his neighbor, and do not trust any brother, because every brother deals craftily, and every neighbor goes about as a slanderer. Everyone deceives his neighbor and does not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies. They weary themselves committing iniquity. Your dwelling is in the midst of deceit. Through deceit they refuse to know me, declares the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, behold, I will refine them and assay them, and what else can I do because of the daughter of my people? Their tongue is a deadly arrow. It speaks deceit with his mouth. One speaks peace to his neighbor, but inwardly he sets an ambush for him. Shall I not punish them for these things, declares the Lord? On a nation such as this, shall I not avenge myself? For the mountains I will take up a weeping and wailing, and for the pastures of the wilderness a dirge. Because they are laid waste so that no one passes through, and the lowing of the cattle is not heard. Both the birds of the sky and the beasts have fled. They are gone. I will make Jerusalem a heap of ruins, a haunt of jackals, and I will make the cities of Judah a desolation without inhabitant. Who is the wise man that may understand this? And who is he to whom the mouth of the Lord has spoken that he may declare it? Why is the land ruined, like laid waste like a desert so that no one passes through? The Lord said, because they have forsaken my law which I set before them and have not obeyed my voice nor walked according to it, but have walked after the stubbornness of their heart and after the Baals as their fathers taught them. Therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will feed them, this people, with wormwood and give them poison water to drink. I will scatter them among the nations whom neither they nor their fathers have known, and I will send the sword after them until they have annihilated them. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider and call for the mourning women that they may come, and send for the wailing women that they may come. Let them make haste and take up a wailing for us, that our eyes may shed tears and our eyelids flow with water. For a voice of wailing is heard from Zion. How are we ruined? We are put to great shame, for we have left the land, because they have cast down our dwellings. Now hear the word of the Lord, O you women, and let your ear receive the word of his mouth. Teach your daughters wailing, and everyone her neighbor a dirge. For death has come up through our windows. It has entered our palaces to cut off the children from the streets, the young men from the town squares. Speak. Thus says the Lord, the corpses of men will fall like dung on the open field and like the sheaf after the reaper, but no one will gather them. Thus says the Lord, let not a wise man boast on of his wisdom, and let not the mighty man boast of his might, let not a rich man boast of his riches, but let him who boasts boast of this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For I delight in these things, declares the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, that I will punish all who are circumcised and yet uncircumcised, Egypt and Judah, and Edom and the sons of Ammon, and Moab, and all those inhabiting the desert who clip their hair on their temples, for all the nations are uncircumcised, and all the house of Israel are uncircumcised of heart. That is the word of the Lord. And so again, as with the message with the majority of the latter prophets, Jeremiah seems to be more so. What you see is a constant reproving of sin, a constant continuing in sin by the people of God, not repenting, a constant threatening and executing of God's judgments, and with Jeremiah a constant lamentation and sorrow, as we should have even as we look at the church generally today around us who rebel against the Lord and shut up their ears to His Word, and if they continue and or if we join with them, our end will be judgment as well. The first 11 verses, you see Jeremiah's great grief for what is true of them at the time and for what is soon coming. His eyes are a fountain of tears. We ask why? Because all of them, he says, are adulterers, not idolaters, though they are that, as it even points out later when it talks about Baal. But that is more so in line with them being adulterers. They've committed adultery against Yahweh, going after other gods, with all this rebellion and sin. Then amongst the people of God, you can't trust anyone. Because everyone, because they're not trusting in Yahweh, they're not believing in Yahweh, they're going after other gods, and so they're not living according to His Word. And everyone's dealing craftily, it says. They're all slandering each other, speaking lies of one another. Why do they speak lies? Verse 5, they have trained their tongues to do it. They've trained themselves to sin. And for these things, verse 9, the Lord shall punish them. Should not Yahweh seek vengeance for those who have not listened to His Word and rebelled against Him? He should. He must do so based upon who He is, the Holy and Righteous One. For verse 16, then Yahweh must bring judgment because they have forsaken His law, which graciously He gave to them. And yet they have rebelled against it. They've not listened, rather they have walked in stubbornness. They will receive curses and be scattered among the nations. But even then the Lord will send the sword after them until they are annihilated from the earth. And finally, the call goes out for others to mourn and wail over their rebellion, even calling upon the wailing women, those whose job was to just wail and mourn and weep with those who weep. And this wailing over sin and rebellion, the judgment coming, this is to be taught to their children. Death is coming, and what is going to happen, verse 22, is that the corpses of men will be falling like manure on the open field. But no one will be gathering their bodies up. They're going to be wasting away. Not buried. No hope, in other words, to be raised up from the dead. Rather, it's a sign of cursing. The chapter then ends with the Lord showing the folly and vanity of trusting in their own strength and wisdom. Even the folly and vanity of trusting in their own circumcision. Beloved, we cannot trust our own strength, for we are weak. We cannot trust our own wisdom, for we are ignorant, and we can do nothing and know nothing apart from the Lord. And for us to trust in our baptism, like they were trusting in their circumcision, without faith, well, we would think, well, there's been many who have been baptized, and yet some will cry out on the last day, Lord, Lord, and yet He will turn to them and say, I never knew you, depart from me. Because they did not believe in faith at their baptism pointed to the need of. And so, beloved, let us hear and listen to the Lord. Believe His Word, His promises, trusting in Him, turning from our sin for His glory unto Him. That we would not be like Judah and Jerusalem and like Israel
And those who have gone before, who have rebelled, having heard the word, and with stubborn hearts turned from him. Let's pray. Father, thank you for once again giving us this, your word. We thank you that you are a God who is holy, righteous. You are just. You are the great judge of all the universe. And we thank you that you have revealed to us the truth. You have revealed to us who we are, that we are sinners. We are wretched and continue in what is our nature being sin and wickedness. And we deserve as our wages death eternal. And yet also you've revealed yourself to us that you're a God who is eternal and infinite, unchangeable. You are a God who is infinite and eternal and unchanging in your love, in your holiness, in your goodness, in your truth, in everything of which you are. And yet, Father, we would not, as we've heard your word, we are often tempted to not trust it, often tempted to not believe, often tempted to not follow after you, giving up all other things and counting those things as loss to be gained in Christ. Father, we are an ignorant people. We don't make any sense, logically speaking, according to your word. And yet you have given us all things. You've given us your Son. You've given us the gospel. You've poured out and filled us with your Holy Spirit. That benefit and blessing that the Old Testament saints never experienced as we do today. And yet still we rebel and turn from you. And so, Lord, we ask that you would forgive us of our sins. As we confess them, we know with great assurance because of your word that you will separate us from our sin. You'll cleanse us of our sin as far as the east is from the west. And you'll preserve us unto eternity, which means you will cleanse us of all sin and sanctify us and glorify us. And so with assurance of pardon, we thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Continue to speak to us. Do not remove your word from us. We ask if we continue to, and are failing to believe unto salvation, or if we continue in our lack of producing fruit, that your word that we would hear in our ears would haunt us until we turn back unto you. Or turn unto you. Father, we ask that you would now comfort us as we continue worshiping you. Cause us to remember your judgments, your justice, your holiness and righteousness. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.